The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. For the second time in less than a week, there's been a near collision of two aircraft at JFK. And the FAA is thinking that their latest safety procedures might need more work. More after this. The acting head of the FAA is going to re-examine takeoff and landing procedures at New York's JFK Airport after the second near collision in less than a week. On Friday, the pilot of a Delta 757 did a routine landing abort, only to fly into the path of a commuter flight that was taking off. The two planes came within 600 feet vertically and a half mile horizontally. On July 5th, there was a similar encounter that brought two jets even closer than that. Air traffic controllers saved the day both times, directing the pilots to take evasive action. But David Field, U.S. editor of Airline Business Magazine, thinks he knows why it happened.
You have staffing issues at the major New York area towers. You have fatigue issues, and you also have labor issues with the Air Traffic Controllers Union at the three New York towers. And those are the issues that have caused the recent near mishaps at JFK.
The FAA was quick to dismiss that theory, and you can see why. How would it look after a catastrophic runway collision to be sitting at a congressional hearing and hear somebody testify, well, we had labor issues, or, well, we didn't have enough staff, or, well, you know, people were a little tired that day. In any case, the FAA says that's not the problem. The problem is not knowing when other planes are in the way. And for that, major airports are going to get special warning lights.
These are like traffic lights. They change color when it's safe to enter a runway. What they do is they're at the intersection of two runways or at the intersection of a taxiway and a runway.
That should remove any ambiguity. And remember, as scary as these things are, the most dangerous part of any flight is that you'll slip in the shower on the morning of your trip, and the FAA can't help you there. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, July 15th, 2008.